Guns! Guns! Get up! Get up! Gotta go to work.
We're off for 2 weeks.
Jonathan Majors found guilty, dude.
What? Let's go.
Let's talk about it.
So Jonathan Majors, he's guilty.
What the hell, man?
We're starting off hot. I'm not the judge, I'm not the jury, but everything that was laid out on the table, I was like, this guy's, he's clean, he's good. He's good to go. And then they released the actual footage of him being chased down the street and the one where he's shoving. Yeah, you saw that?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I saw that, dude. This fool ran blocks. I'm talking like city blocks. And yeah, Jesus, man. Usain Bolt right after him.
Yeah, but then he
screwed.
When he started shoving the girl, Jabari, into the van, I'm like, oh, that doesn't look good. And sure enough, that's what they bust him for. I got some notes over here. 1 second. He was found guilty of 2 charges, reckless assault of the 3rd degree. This implies he acted recklessly in a way that caused physical injury to his former girlfriend, and harassment. This is a non-criminal violation for engaging in conduct that annoys or alarms another person. He was acquitted of 2 charges, assault of the 2nd degree. This requires proving he intentionally caused physical injury, and aggravated harassment. This required proving he intentionally harassed his ex-girlfriend in a way that could be considered serious physical harm or alarm. Therefore, the jury deemed his actions were reckless and caused harm, but they did not find evidence of his intention to directly inflict injury or significantly harass his ex-girlfriend. The sentencing for these charges is scheduled for February 6, 2024.
So what's going to happen to him, dude? I get it. It's kind of bad that he was shoving her in. I get it. It's frustration. Mm-hmm. She was chasing him down. I'm sure the dude was mad.
I agree.
I'm sure he was mad. Mm-hmm. But, man, if she was chasing him down, he was trying to avoid any conflict.
He tried.
What do you think of it, dude?
Dude, I've had a run-in with the law and everything and dealing with the court system and everything.
It's a rebel.
The courts are already stacked against him. It doesn't matter if it's self-defense, if he's running for his life. The fact that it's a female versus him.
White female at that.
Wow. Anyways, it doesn't matter. But the court's already stacked against him. It doesn't matter if he did the right thing or not. He's going to be guilty no matter what, which he is now.
Yeah.
But, dude, I'm with Bogus Bird here. Dude, I thought it was clean whistle. Everything was going to be fine. But it was a few weeks ago those text messages came out leaking that his other ex got an altercation with him and avoided police and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yep.
That's not good.
No.
He's got two of these now. It's like, oh.
Yeah, it seems like the guy's a
hothead. He's got a history, so it's definitely going to come out. And it did. It's not good. As far as what's going to happen to him, he might see a month or two in jail. Who knows? Probably not, because he's famous.
Yeah.
But his acting career is over for a few years.
Probably, yeah.
You think so?
He's going to come back.
A few years?
Nope. Probably 2 or 3 years tops.
No more Kang.
Okay.
Yeah, Kang's already been canceled. Or not necessarily Kang. Kang Dynasty, the movie's already been changed.
Dr. Doom.
They might bring Dr. Doom, or they might recast. I'm not 100% sure, but his acting career is over for at least 2, maybe 3 years. I mean, look what they did with Mel Gibson over the whole Jewish comment and stuff.
Okay.
They roasted him.
Yeah.
He still did a handful of movies here and there, but it took a good 10 years before he came back full swing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, it sucks, just, man.
He made a mistake twice. Bad.
Well, that
there's no excuse. There's no excuse. Yeah, exactly. There's no excuse for it. And
is that still considered a mistake if it's twice?
No, no.
The same thing.
No.
You got.
He's got a problem. He needs to seek help.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll agree. And so does Jonathan Majors. Like I said, the dude seems like a hothead. There's been reports about him being aggressive on set and all this. Then with his now ex-girlfriend, and then the previous ex-girlfriend too. Something's going on in that head of his. If he wants to continue on a career path that he was on, he needs to seek help.
It's a real shame. The guy's young, and like you said, he's going to be out for a while. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, or who knows? He might not get canned. Like, I'm sure he's getting canned from Disney. Oh, yeah. You know, by Disney.
They've already canned him.
Yeah. Yeah,
but who's to say that nobody else is going to give him a job? He might make a quick comeback. He might be out for like 6 months or a year.
Yeah.
But the way, like, when Kanye, you know, said some anti-Semitic stuff, Adidas dropped him real quick. I think it was Adidas that he was with, right? But he's still making albums. People are still listening to his music. People are still supporting him. Like, who's to say nowadays? Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Maybe guns. Maybe you got your wish. Maybe you'll get Dr. Doom. Maybe you recast. What in you guys' opinion, what do you think is the best move going forward? Do you recast him just like they did Rhodey or General Ross?
I don't think they can recast it that easily. Rhodey was like a side character. Like, he wasn't a main character, like the main villain like he is. He has a big face.
I think. But because it's in the multiverse saga, they could very easily just bring someone else. Like, hey, this is another version of Kang.
They already showed the Kang freaking, what do you call
it? They showed like a million Kangs all with Jonathan Majors' face.
That was just the right side of the room. The left side of the room is the other guy.
You see RDJ over there? With a little
bit of... I don't know. I mean, they reshoot it for like
it's dropping thunder.
No,
man, fire tonight, man.
Dude. It's just a dude playing another dude. Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's the point, man.
Suck by unit.
All right.
I honestly think they need to recast them. They've already invested so much in the Kang. Recast them. Don't do what you did with Black Panther and just kill the character off with COVID or whatever the hell it was. Recast them. You've already spent all this time. Get a good actor. Replace them. Go with it.
Yeah. Next time they show the Syndicate, I'm sure they could pepper in a couple more actors in there and be like, oh yeah, these are other Kangs that are also wanting to take over. And one of them, I think that would be the easiest solution. It's just like show the Syndicate again, show that there's different Kangs, different versions of Kang that look different. And I don't know. I think that would be the easiest route.
But what about the other side of the coin? Dr. Doom is the main antagonist in the comics for Secret Wars. Bring him in. I do agree that they've invested a lot into Kang, but it's still, I feel like, early enough. They can still bring in Dr. Doom and build him up to Secret Wars.
That's the thing they should do with Agent K said a while back.
I think if you really wanted to go that route, have Doom come in, knock down Kang a few pegs, lock him up, throw away the key, and now Doom is taken over. I think that would be a pretty good route if, you know, that also shows that Doom, how powerful Doom can be. But if Kang was supposed to be the next Avengers level threat and Doom just comes in and kicks the door down. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen? But as far as Jonathan Majors, I guess we'll find out what happens to him in February. And we'll see what happens with Kang officially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sucks, dude. It sucks.
Yeah.
You know what? What else we need to see if they have a future?
Who's that?
It's a Netflix adaptation.
Oh.
Of Yu Hakusho.
Okay.
The one. The only.
Horrible.
What is he doing?
What's he doing?
He's stripping.
I have no idea.
A few moments later.
Yu Yu Hakusho. Spoiler free. Okay, I do enjoy the anime series. I watched it way back when. I've rewatched it on Hulu a few years back. I do enjoy it. I have my gripes with it. I feel like a majority of the seasons are tournaments, which I'm not a fan of. Mm-hmm. I do like the tournaments, but like for every season, it's like, come on, dude, give me something different. And then the live action adaptation comes out and they do away with these tournaments. They go straight into, they do like three seasons in five episodes. It is.
Because they're listening, man. Somebody's listening to you.
It's highly condensed. It's very, very sped up. I want to say towards the end of the live version, it feels rushed. It feels very rushed. But I still found enjoyment in it. I'm not going to lie. The first couple episodes were kind of slow. They were building the story. There's a lot of story to build with Yu Yu Hakusho. And the best way I can put it is Japan. It's just Japan doing what Japan does. And they got to set up, oh, this guy's alive. There's demons. He's got to learn. You know, like, it's a lot going on. And they kind of take their time telling and setting up the pillars. And then they decide to rush everything. And for me, as just trying to watch this as it is, just as a show on Netflix, I don't know if I would have watched past episode 2. It was very slow, dude. There goes Minarm.
Yeah, I was about to say, Minarm got some words to say.
Once you get past episode 2, it's like, okay, they're kicking it off. They got the Sailor Scout versus the ninja guy. They had Super Shredder fighting off against Three Eyes. And unfortunately, because they're so quick and condensed, these characters are background characters. They don't mean anything. They're supposed to be these top guys, henchmen, but they're just guys to fight. They just turn out to be a couple nobodies. And I'm just about to eat my words here. In the tournament, at least it builds up these characters. It builds up, it shows you how strong they were comparably to the beginning, and they work their way up.
Yep.
So it does feel very rushed. It does feel very like, whoa, that's not supposed to, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
And I'm just trying to watch it. I'm trying not to compare it to the anime series. But again, I found it enjoyable, but it's still like a few things that just didn't makes sense to me.
Wait, hold. You told me 10 out of 10, best Netflix adaptation to date, better than One Piece.
I was trolling.
I got the proof, baby.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I was trolling. I was trolling Minarm hardcore, dude.
Minarm is mad.
Go ahead, Minarm. What did you think about it?
So, I've only maybe seen like one or two like episodes of the anime back in the day. So not my thing. Couldn't get into it. Just one of those things. Could never get into it. Well, I was going to give this a 2-3 episode rule, of course, and saw it on Netflix. I'm like, hell yeah. So here we go. Popped in first episode. I made it, like I told Bogusbird, I sent him a text while I was watching it. I got about 15 minutes in. The first 10 minutes, I was done. It is so...
10 minutes.
Yes, but I was at the 15-minute marker when I was texting. I'm like, dude, the show is too slow. Well, I shouldn't say too slow. There's too much stuff going on at once.
Mm-hmm.
It's like too much information they're trying to give to you with no...
It's overwhelming. Yes,
with no explanation, really. And it's overwhelming, and it's just like, what in the... What am I watching? I finished the first episode. I will not be watching the second episode. I almost fell asleep.
Damn.
I was bored out of my mind. It was so confusing, and it was not appealing to me. And like Bogusbird said, if you're not caught up on the anime and stuff like that, you could probably see where someone that just turns it on would probably lose interest real quick. 10 minutes. I was done in 10 minutes, but I forced myself to finish the episode.
Wow.
Okay.
And just for reference, you did the same thing with One Piece, the anime, right? Like you went into blind. For the anime, you were not familiar with the show. You jumped straight into the live adaptation and highly enjoyed that.
Yes.
Just for reference.
One Piece, honestly, I've never seen a single episode. I've caught like snippets here and there, but I've never seen an episode at all in my life.
Gotcha.
Jumped into One Piece. Thinking, you know, oh my God, it's going to be the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I can't watch the anime, though.
Quick little side note. I don't know if you heard. Netflix is going to make, I guess, a new One Piece anime. So hopefully it should be like a condensed down version of the anime. So hopefully kind of like Dragon Ball Kai did to Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. So maybe if you want to give that one a shot as the anime, maybe it can hit a little bit better. But if not, and I'm not talking to you, Minar. I'm not talking to you, BB. I know you are pretty set on hating One Piece. But as a listener, if you're not into it yet, it might be a good time to jump in with the Netflix adaptation. But with that being said, back to Yu Hakusho. Mm-hmm. I definitely can see what you're talking about, Minarum, being overwhelmed. I've read through the manga a couple times. I've watched the series probably more than I can count on my fingers now. Ooh. It's a great series. It's one of my favorites.
Does it count? Or actually, you can't count, bro, so.
That's what I'm saying.
How does that work?
Look. 1, 2, 4, 9.
Six number three, my lord.
7. No. But, like, I've seen it a lot. I've read it a few times. And the reason I was able to keep up so much was, like you said, I'm a thorough watcher. I've read it. I know what's going on. I know what's supposed to happen. And, like, I know when they're making references to, or when they're trying to explain something with, which they don't really do a good job of explaining. I'm able to keep up because I'm familiar with it. But if I were to come in new, I wouldn't know what's going on.
Right.
Like, he randomly, okay, he turns into a ghost. Okay, cool. Now there's this.
Spoiler free.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say. I'm going to keep that for later. I can definitely see where you're coming from. As a newcomer, I can definitely see why you would want to stop at episode one. I almost wanted to stop at episode one.
My brother.
Guns, your thoughts?
Okay, so I also agree with you guys. It felt rushed because I also seen the anime quite a few times. More than I can count on my hands.
Oh, you can't count either, bro.
Damn. But on a good note, I would say the action was actually pretty decent, for me at least.
Yeah, I did like that too.
I felt like, for some reason, I felt there were most of the actors know parkour because they're like jumping off the walls.
Yeah, yeah.
The accuracy for the characters was a lot better than I thought initially, like how they looked. The only one I didn't like, if anything, was still Kuwabara and Hiei. Kurama was a lot better than I thought he was going to be. And basically, you guys already explained everything else on the spoiler-free version. But I just had to add that just because I didn't want to give it a full 100% like thumbs down.
I'm going to disagree on one thing. Kuwabara, that's my boy. That's my favorite character. They ruined him. That dude is way too pretty. His pompadour was like tiny. And like part of his charm is the guy's not good looking, but he's like got his... Ding, those moments.
He's a gentleman, kind of.
Yeah, just kind of like his character.
And, that's why I said I couldn't agree with Kuwabara or Hiei, man.
Yeah, he was just way too pretty. And that third eye looked funky. Like, there's no way. I don't know if it's just unnatural looking, but a third eye there, just no matter where, how many times that they tried in other sources, it just looks weird to me.
All right, guys.
Let's start with spoilers. I took the liberty to write down a few pros and cons. I have more cons than I have pros.
Minarum, are you going to watch the show? Do you care if we spoil the rest of it for you?
I'll give it.
Guano!
All right.
I watched it.
All right.
It was that bad. I'm done. Oof. I'm not going back.
All right.
Like, even the stupid zombie fight or whatever, and I'm like, okay. Use your spirit attack. I'm like... Okay. I'm done.
All right. Spoilers going forward. We do have timestamps down below if you want to jump around. But don't leave. Just stick around.
Starting off, for me, some of the CGI was actually pretty solid. Let's say, like, when the bug, I guess the ringworm of death or whatever they called it, CGI was okay. Some of the demons that they showed later, the Goki. The Kyukonki.
The red guy?
The what? Yeah, the red guy. His fight was pretty legit. He looked pretty good.
Dope. Parkour.
Yeah. The action was pretty good going on with Goki. The action was pretty good in the first couple episodes, although like their dialogue was, like you said, Minarum, was really cheesy. Bro, like if it was straight action, okay, cool. I might be into it a little bit more. But their dialogue... I hated it, bro. It fell super flat for me.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome! I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too! I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh, my God.
I liked how they gave an explanation on the freaking runaway driver who killed Yusuke in the very beginning.
Oh, instead yeah.
I like how they freaking made that bug thing the reason, and like he's just drunk or whatever.
Right. Like they're adding on to the story.
Yeah. I like that part. They at least gave it a reason. Yeah. But
plus, I do like also that like when you come in and you see the driver, he's listening to Smile Bomb.
Yeah. I caught that.
That was
pretty cool. That's the theme song.
Yeah. That's the opening theme song that they have for the anime.
I was totally Leo. I was like, ah!
Yeah, I did that too. My wife was like, yes, I know. I was like, but do you though?
And I think the thing I hated the most was Botan. Very disappointed.
Oh, yes! I was going to say that too. Disappointed.
My heart was broken.
Dude.
She was hated not Botan.
Dude. One of them. No, like her personality. Dude, I hated her personality. Like she's supposed to be, I don't know, like up and like positive, and I found her more annoying than anything else. I hated Botan.
What was the guy's name? Junior?
Yeah, Kuenma.
Kuenma.
Okay, so
I didn't like how they started him as an adult instead of a freaking baby.
Well, I don't mind that they started as an adult, but they didn't explain why he had a pacifier in his mouth. Like,
I mean,
he's
true. I don't think
he's an adult with a pacifier. Like that doesn't make sense. In the anime, they explain it why, but like in here, he was just a grown man with a pacifier. It was weird. It's like, tell me why it's in there. Like, mm-hmm. it just little things that they bypassed and didn't make sense for whoever's not familiar with the anime. They're like Human Arm. You saw that, you're like, who the hell is the guy with the pacifier?
Mm-hmm.
Like. That just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing I did like was how they kind of explained how they separated the demon and the human world in the beginning.
Yeah. It with as much information that they're trying to throw at you, I think that was one of the good things that they did. It's not a pro that I wrote down, but now that you bring it up, I think, it is a pro. Although it wasn't necessary. I don't think it was the most necessary because they kind of touched on it later in the series as well. Mm-hmm. I think the last pro that I have is one of the best scenes is Yusuke getting run over.
Oh, dude. The freaking... It looked legit, dude, when the freaking box truck went over him.
Yeah, dude. I rewound that, like, three times. Like, just to see him get hit.
Yeah.
Like, it looked cool. It looked cool. I liked how it looked.
Kay was like, yeah, he dead. He dead, dead.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. Like, and it's cool because, like, it shows him, like, get pushed back and then the truck comes and, like, rolls over him. You see the body rolling and all that. It's not, like, one of the ones, like, on TV where, like, the tires just go over, like, a flat board.
Yeah.
Like, you see the body rolling. I think it was really cool. It looked legit. But with that, I think that's my last pro.
I got a pro for you. I really like when that kid got possessed with the demon, with the little bug in his ear. Like, I don't know what it is, man. Like, Japan, Korea, all these Asian countries, they know how to do zombies. I know he wasn't a zombie, he was acting like a...
Yeah.
Like, he was like... Oh, like, the way he moved, like, all... It looked badass. He looked tight. It looked freaky. Okay. And that looks demonic. Like, I really like the way they do that.
Like, I did like that.
Okay. Yeah, it was pretty cool. But then another thing that didn't explain was once they managed to get that bug out of that kid, is he like the Toxic Avenger now? That kid was deformed. His eye was like up here. They don't explain anything. Like, what happened to that kid? You know, is he forever scarred? Or does he go back to normal? Yeah. Or
Like his hand went back to normal, but you're right. And that's one thing that I was going to bring up a little bit right now. But yeah, his face was still deformed. His eye was like up on his forehead, and like the other one was like looking to his like a chameleon. he was pretty messed up.
All right, throwing in the Kong. I don't like how they skipped over Rando and the Four Saint Beasts, even though the Bugs was for the Four Saint Beasts. And Yusuke didn't even fight Hiei properly.
So I feel like I said it before the series came out, and Guns, you were like, oh, maybe Tagoro comes in at the end of the series. I kind of already figured that was not going to be the case. Dude, they skipped so much content. And with all of this skipping around, I guess this comes up with another one of my cons. You don't build any relationships with any of the characters.
Well, I just felt like they made Kuwabara and Yusuke like buddy buddies like instantly with just like one meeting, instead of like them fighting the whole time and him hating them, and then eventually like, okay, this guy's not giving up. He has some fighting them, and you give him respect for that, like in the anime.
Yeah. And kind of like how you said, BB, even skipping the tournament arcs, I get you don't want to do tournament arcs. That's cool with me. If you want to change it up a little bit, I don't think tournaments would work in live action as well as they do with the anime. So I completely understand that. But with that being said, you went from fighting a bug, essentially, to fighting what was supposed to be the baddest guy on Earth at the time. And, like, you don't really get a feel for how strong he is because you don't have these other enemies to build up. You don't have all these other enemies that kind of show, okay, there was a struggle here, but now Tagoro, he's, like, miles ahead of them. You kind of just jump in and it's like, okay, here's this guy, and he seems kind of strong, so let's go beat him up.
Well, one thing that I also didn't like Tagoro, like, first of all, the guy who played him, I think he looked pretty damn good in the role. I liked them.
You look pretty good.
But what I didn't like was, okay, like in the anime series, here I am comparing, but like in the anime series, the girl pulls a Frieza. He's like, I'm at 20%. I'm at 30%. Oh, I'm going to go up to 60 for you. And he takes off his jacket. Like, all right, 80%. You know, like, they build him up trying to make him look like he's a real threat. And then here he was just like, all right, 30. Boom. And he just gets like super big. And then he goes from 30 to like, all right, I'm going 100%. Or I don't think he even says 100%. He just like, all right, try to transform.
And I think he's full power.
Yeah. He turns into the tree from Guardians of the Galaxy.
I am Groot.
Yeah.
Groot?
Yeah, that's
Groot. Groot.
Yes.
Wow.
Bro.
Well, yeah, man.
I missed that.
Dude, yeah, it looks nasty. And that's another thing, like, as the series progresses, their CGI gets worse.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, yeah. Wow. Like, at the beginning, like, that bug-infested guy, the guy who turns into a zombie, he looks legit. His hand transforms, his face gets deformed, and it looks believable. And then you have Tagoro, he beefs up, and he's full CGI. He looks like the Flash kind of CGI. Yeah, the scene where Kurama's fighting Karasu, the guy with the explosions, when Kurama's jumping around, dude, it looks nasty. I don't know if you paid attention to it. It looks nasty. It looks like the Flash saving the babies.
That bad?
God.
It looked almost that bad. Yes, to me.
I want
to
say dude, that bad.
And I wasn't even looking for it. I was focusing on the fight. I wasn't looking at the CGI, but I was like, oh, that looks nasty, dude. And my wife was like, yeah, you can finish the series by yourself, dude.
Wow.
She walked out.
Ouch.
Damn. That's a slam dunk right there.
Yeah, dude. Dude, Yoko Kurama.
Yeah.
Get it out of here.
Like the way it looked either.
Looked like ass.
Yeah. Oh.
I do like that they brought in the Ojigi plant, but I mean,
well, let's be realistic. Okay, you know what he looks like in that transformed state. There's no way that was going to look good, no matter what.
No, and I get that, but
you're talking about the girl
Kurama, know, man, like
Kurama, and when he turns into Kurama. The
Yoko
Fox Yoko, whatever.
And I get, but I don't know, man. They should have tried something else. And I get people are, dude. I'm on Facebook groups. People are butthurt about the entire thing, and you know you're upsetting fans already by how your characters look, by what you're doing with the series. You know you're ruining it already. You might as well just go the extra mile. Might as well change it up a little bit if it makes the character look a little bit better.
Even Dragon of the Darkness Flames let me down, dude. I didn't like how it looked.
You know what? Dragon of the Darkness Flame was not the worst thing. It didn't look
like,
great.
He didn't even yell it out like he does. That's like...
No,
that's like,
I mean...
Awesome, dude.
Dude, Yusuke only at the very end yells Raygun. At the very end, the very last one. But I did like how they did like the camera following the dragon. That was pretty cool. But that was about it. That's all I can say for that. That's not much redeeming
I
there.
I did like Toguro's glasses. They're over 9,000. They didn't break the whole time. They did not break at all.
They're over 9,000.
Dude, I don't know what the hell they're made of. Yeah. They're just indestructible, man.
Demon World material, man.
There you go. Oh,
that's some good stuff right there, man.
So, okay. So I brought up the no meaningful connections to the characters. Genkai shows up for 30 minutes, and I'm supposed to care about her.
Okay, good point.
Like, bro, she dies. I'm like, okay, good riddance. Get her out of here. Like, in the anime, it hurts. But like in the series, you're like, okay, cool. She showed up for 30 minutes. How much does Yusuke really care about her?
Yeah, I didn't like how almost instantly, like after like 5 days, oh, here's the spirit wave. It's yours now.
Yeah. And the spirit, the transfer of the spirit orb was so lackluster. Like it was like, oh, this is mine now. Cool. Thanks. I'm out of here. Yeah. Bye.
Correction. It was like 21 days. They did do a time skip.
Yeah, they did. But I mean...
But still, I know
what your hobies.
That amount of training, that orb would destroy him.
Yeah.
It would obliterate him.
Yeah, dude. Like I get it. It's 20 days. You're homies. You're cool. You spent 3 weeks together. But like, all right, see you later, dudes. Take care of yourself. Probably never see you again.
And I will also add that the orb thing was like, what just happened? What is it?
Yeah.
What does it do? What's the purpose of her giving it to him? They don't explain any of that. She's just like, here you go. Thanks.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Be sure to take care of yourself and keep on motivating yourself.
Yeah.
Bruh. So bad.
Dude, I'm loving all this hate. I'm loving it.
Man.
Minato's like, feed me.
It's like a 1 out of 10 right now. I'm loving it.
No. We are definitely tearing it apart. But I did find enjoyment out of it. Overall, if you muscle through... the first two episodes that are like so much information just because I've watched the anime, I understand what's happening, but like, I can definitely understand why someone new to the series would drop off. But
Heard,
but I did enjoy it. It was okay. It was all right. It wasn't great. It wasn't the worst.
It was pretty bad though. I also did not like how they combined the Dark World tournament with the Yukina arc. How were they supposed to be saving her, and then all of a sudden they're doing like the tournament, just like you said. They had to fight the freaking Team Toguro, just like that.
Yeah. Honestly, it feels like they knew they weren't going to get a second season, so they might as well go balls to the wall. I'm serious. I feel like they knew they're not going to get renewed. Oh, they said, you know what?
Screw this.
Let's full send it. We're done here. That's it. Donezo.
Let's just destroy this. We just did badass with One Piece. Let's fuck this baby up. That's what I heard.
And that's essentially what it felt like. And I went in trying to, I'm a big supporter of the anime and the manga and all that. I love it. My jam, right? I went into this thinking, okay, you know what? It's its own project. Let's look at it from fresh eyes and don't try to compare it to the anime too much. But it was so hard not to because they didn't explain anything. So I had to pull my knowledge from what I already know about it. And so like, if I already know what's going on and I can sit here and watch it, it has a couple redeeming qualities, but not enough for me to go back and give it a second watch. I will never pick this back up. If, as a listener, you want to go check this out, maybe you enjoy it. Okay, cool. Let us know. And we'll tell you why you're wrong. But...
Like,
but I mean,
it's so bad. If there's a way to erase it from my recently watched list, yes, I will erase it because I'm embarrassed to even let people know I watched it.
Ouch,
dude. Honestly, okay, so the first two episodes down, I was like, okay, I can maybe give this a watch. I don't know what people on Facebook are
pooping
about so much. Like, it's okay so far. It's not great, but it's watchable. Third episode hits, I'm like, I'm done. Like, I don't even want to keep it going. Like, bro, I hated it. I hate it from episode three from 3 to 5, I hated it.
Okay, so as its own continuity, what would you rate it? 1 through 10?
I'm going to give it a 4.
And BB, you said like...
I found enjoyability out of it, but it does a terrible job explaining what it's doing.
I think I'm stuck at a 5.
Wow. You know, 5's technically average.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because I think the thing that saves it was like the action and then how the characters look, for me at least. But the other 5 is because I know where it comes from, and it's horrible. I can't go higher than 5.
I'd probably give it a 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just that, even though I only watched 1 episode, 0.
Damn. Terrible, dude.
Okay, dude. So now since we rated it as its own continuity, what would you guys rate it comparing it to the anime, 1 through 10?
I can't compare it.
I'm going to go ahead and jump on with Minarum over here. 0.
Maybe.
I'm 3. With them. 0 to 1. The highest I can go is a 1.
I can't even go at 1. I'm going to give it a solid 0.
Again, the thing that's saving it for me just to potentially give it that 1 is how the characters look.
Damn.
Like, I tried, like I said, you know, if I go in with it fresh eyes, fresh mind, not knowing anything about it, I think they did a terrible job explaining a lot of this stuff. They did a terrible job with so much of it that, like, I can't see myself even rating it average by itself. Not compared.
All right.
Well, it's like I told Bogus Bird, though. I've watched the first episode completely, and there was nothing keeping me from watching the second episode. There was nothing pulling me in. So I was bored out of my mind. I'm not going to get my 55 minutes back in my life. It's just done. I'm done. I can't do 2.
Yeah.
That goes against usually my rules, but I mean, that it was terrible.
Okay. If you give it a 2 or 3 episode rule, you might as well just go all the way, because there's only 5 episodes. I can't
do it.
If somebody,
and they cover half of the series. If
somebody offers you $100 just to watch the 5 episodes.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'll do that, but okay. I'm not doing it on my time. Do you want to pay me to watch it? Pay me to watch it, but I ain't gonna watch it on my own.
Guns,
no.
Guns, pay the man.
Hey, I just say I was at somebody. I just saying scenario.
It was painful, man.
Yeah. Like, okay, so Minarum, let me put it to you this way. They rush it so much. The anime has 112 episodes in it, right? Mm-hmm. And within these 5 episodes, they ran through maybe about 50 to 60 episodes. In these 5
episodes. That's way too much information for 5 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally doing 10 episodes in one episode for every 10. That's way basically too much information.
Yeah. And kind of bringing you back to what you said, the way that One Piece did it, they did maybe, I'd say maybe about 5 episodes per one. So you get a good amount of information in each episode, but it keeps you like well informed. It keeps you like on that hook,
and it was entertaining too.
Yeah. And it was entertaining. Yeah.
It was fun. You know, I would never say I like One Piece or love it, but the live action was fun. I enjoyed it. I went in thinking, like I said, it's going to be the worst
watch
I've ever watched in my life, and I ended up loving it. Like, I bet 10 out of 10. It was great.
I bet you Minarum was yelling out Gamu Gamu with Luffy.
No.
Just yelling it out every single time he was about to punch.
No, I'm good. I'll pass.
So does Yu Yu Hakusho get the SA Files seal of approval?
Oh, God.
Yeah, no.
I couldn't even finish it. But...
Wow. Unanimous.
You know what? I'm going to give it a second one. I'm going to give it both.
You know what? I'm going to give it to Zangief. I'll give it to Zangief.
No.
No.
Zangief would be disappointed in you.
Bro.
You'll terrible. Get suplexed by him if he heard you give him his mid-thumb.
Yeah. All right, well.
All right, guys.
Well, that's going to do it for us, guys. It is now time to close it down. Please visit us at www.thesfiles.com. We can listen to all of our prior episodes. We talk TV, films, gaming, anime stuff. We just have fun here. We talk trash. We especially do a lot of trash talking.
Especially this episode.
Yeah, big time. If you want to email us, comments, suggestions, questions, all of our links are down at the bottom. Feel free. Shoot Gun some pics. He loves those. All the greasy ones, the fat ones, the chunky ones, the greasy, the cheesy ones. He loves them all, especially during the holidays. He's doing a special 2-for-1. You send him 2 pics, and he will send you one from behind. One brown eye. He'll send you one brown eye.
One brown 2-for-1
special, Christmas only. Yeah. Do not pass up this opportunity. It's December only.
You suck. You're right, dude.
Jesus. All right, check us out on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, YouTube. If you want to check out the uncut episodes, you want to hear me and Minarm say fuck as many times as we did this episode. Damn. Check us out on Patreon. If you're on the go, Guns.
You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which will be discontinued and replaced by YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and sweet, sweet Pandora.
Love Pandora.
Sweet Pandora.
Love it.
Delicious.
Never said anything better about Pandora. Yes.
And while you're there, also check out our other podcast, Bro Etiquette, where we cover the pro code, see if it still stands to this modern day.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
This is Guns deucing out.
This is Aiden K saying see you later.
Marom signing out.
Merry Christmas. Have some safe holidays. For real this time, we're taking our 2-week break. So we'll see you in 2024.
We just couldn't pass this one up,
Merry
guys.
Merry Christmas, y'all. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas later.